Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show program is made possible by a comic shop. Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. And with the generous support of listeners.
Like you.
Like you, baby. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you, that's right, baby, you, can support this and other fine shows on this network, visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Okay, I can vamp some more if you're still dealing with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I'm just
gonna get vamp?
Them. Yes.
Where you like just
it's like
Peter Venkman.
It's just yes. Vaping.
Peter Venkman?
No, Vantman. I said it right.
What? Peter Venkman.
Dan steroids.
Is Venkman that guy that comes out like before you were doing a show and they like?
No, that's you.
Sexy Venkman.
Wish I had a door slamming sound that I could play.
I don't know why that's trombone.
But... well,
that's the wrong instrument.
Anything worth a trombone.
No, it's a saxotrombone. Where you sit there and it's a sax at the end of a trombone.
Saxophone.
He was just jacking a dude.
He's so sexy, I couldn't stop.
So he was so sexy, you were saxing his saxophone.
Please stop talking.
Derpy Show.
The voices in my head want to know how you know about them.
Derpy Show.
Oh, God!
Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
I think we're going to have to clear out the studio again.
Yep.
Biohazard level 4.
You also just farted on the pizza.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, again.
Oh, God. All right, let's get out of here again.
Derpy Show.
Do you think that in the future, when archaeologists find your pants, they will be able to reconstruct due to the misconfigured fibers in your ass? They'll be able to get your fart signature and reconstruct the waveform patterns and hear the actual fart.
Of Chan?
Of Chan.
I certainly hope that the fart of Chan will live longer.
Derpy Show.
Clock to sync the recording.
High five!
There's no video! Oh, that was in my own ear. This is the wrong media for this.
But it's golden hour.
It's the golden hour.
Is that like a golden shower?
No! Yeah. On Golden Pond, it was a whole bunch about it.
Okay,
segue. Golden shower is Joe's happy hour.
Steven is about to implode because he's not allowed to segue.
Segue, it's hurting me. Come on, guys, please.
Okay!
He'll become a micro-derpularity.
Micro-derpularity.
If we don't go on, I'm about to start talking about Masquerade, okay?
Okay!
Hello there, listeners. Welcome to another special episode of No Things Considered here on National Derpy Radio. I'm one of your hosts today. This is Chan Sterling, and I'm joined here with four very special people. I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
Hey guys, it's me, Boar.
Hi, I'm Neo Faust.
Hello there, my name is Tony.
And I am, once again, Robo Joe.
Oh, Joe, it's so good to see you again. How's the missus?
Oh, lovely.
That's marvelous.
Actually, Tony hasn't been here with National Derpy Radio for very long, so I think we should give him some welcome.
Yes.
Snaps.
Yeah. Oh my, they wash upon me like tiny little shrimp. Hitting against the window.
We thought here that it would be important to share some feedback we've received from our fans here at No Things
Sort of a male Monday, but it's not Monday. We're going to be a little bad.
Oh my. Bob, you character.
So I thought we would take some time to read that feedback. And I've got one that I'd like to go ahead and read here. This one is from Twitter user @porcinepurist.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there's only three real kinds of pork. The other white meat, the other white meat, and the other white meat. Hashtag pork posers.
You know, I can certainly appreciate how he would feel that way. There's, of course, the alternative white meat as opposed to the other white meat. I'm sure that most people don't consider that. So, he calls himself a poser, I'm sure. I don't think that's the case.
I really swear by the five kinds of pork.
Yeah, it makes thoroughly researched that.
They're the 5 points on the pork pyramid.
We went to pizzahut.com and we spent upwards of 10 minutes researching this. So, and I, for one, I fact-checked everything thoroughly. I did a better job than Fox News could ever dream of.
I can attest to that. Which, I saw you actually making out with a pig.
It's interesting that he was doing research, too, because I don't even know if he was a part of that show. I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
Oh, I was doing all the behind the scenes. You forget.
This next one here comes from Anonymous. Not sure why they kept their name out of this one, but let's just go into it, shall we? He writes, I've been having a lot of problems after I took the advice listed in Robo Joe's butt chugging guide from last February. I've been trying to stick to the celery soda only butt chugging as previously prescribed by Neofaust as being one of the most nutritious and delicious ways to hydrate yourself with celery. However, I've run into a little bit of a problem, and now I've got cancer in my ass. Apparently there's some sort of an issue with ingesting celery soda through your ass that your body hadn't intended. My lawyers will be contacting you shortly.
We probably should have read that before we read it out loud. We'll have to not have any comment officially. Your Honor, things considered. That's something we will have to not consider.
Now, Robo Joe, you made a point before of talking about how much you research everything. How much did you research butt chugging before that segment aired?
Well, to be completely honest, I didn't do a lot of research. I had more of a firsthand experience. I had firsthand knowledge of that particular segment.
Now, would you call that hands-on or hands-in?
I like to do a thorough job before I do any expose, and for that one, I really went above and beyond.
And we do appreciate your exposing yourself.
And I'd like to point out that I never suggested using anything organic.
You stuck with synthetic blends the whole way through.
Yeah, you told me to keep it very oil-based, and I don't know what the celery soda was.
Well, I'd like to point out that I never suggested using organic material. I only suggested using alcohol, the purest of pure hoppy grain alcohol. You can really only safely do butt chugging with beer, and everybody knows that. I didn't think it needed to be said.
Yes, best to absorb. Best to absorb it, yes.
So what you're saying is you think that the problem lies in that they took the celery soda from Neofaust mm-hmm. and combined it with your butt chugging advice.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to use that in court, so remember that.
That's a good defense.
It's really the wrong way to take your fiber.
Speaking of good defense, I know we've got some sports fans out there, so we've got a few comments relating to Condom March Madness.
Oh, that was actually a really popular thing that everybody loved on Derpy Show.
Yeah, absolutely. We even brought in an expert for that episode, if I recall correctly.
Absolutely. So we have two about Condom March Madness. The first one is a Twitter user, @fanfrombritain. He writes, still waiting on my prizes from Condom March Madness. What's up with that? #DerpPS. That hits a little close to home.
Who was supposed to do that again?
I'm going to go ahead and point out the fact that Neofaust just got back from overseas, and he was supposed to handle that while he was gone.
I see, and I was in Britain during the time, too, and so, I never went to... It's actually Scotland. I never went to Scotland.
That's fair.
You mentioned a second tweet. What did they have?
Neofaust dropped the ball on that one. We can move on.
Yeah, I dropped it right back.
The next tweet is from @BrackEd. Why wasn't there another Condom March Madness? My brackets! Exclamation point. My brackets! Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Question mark. Exclamation point. One. Hashtag final fail. Hashtag I am the one present.
What is he presenting?
I can't begin to read it.
Obviously, the one, I think, is the answer.
Like Neo or Jet Li?
It sounds to me as though we've had one person in favor of condom marshmallows and one person against. It almost...
I thought they both wanted it. Or was I mishearing?
They both wanted something.
They both wanted something. One of them was disappointed. The other was very happy. Both of them were equally parts disappointed, just with different intents.
Mm.
So I believe that between
the two. So I think what they're saying is we need more marches.
Absolutely.
To have madness.
Let us.
Can we do Condom March Madness in
May?
June?
I think May, because we have the similar, starting letter.
Well,
can we do Conda June Madness? Is that a thing?
Conda June?
Or Conda August.
So, we do have a written letter, which we don't get a whole lot of.
Oh, it came in the mail.
It's very, very important. Now, it is signed from the Dr. Pepper organization.
Ooh,
Mr. Dr. Pepper.
As anybody that has listened to us before knows, we are huge fans of Dr. Pepper and try to work it into absolutely everything.
Especially Cherry Dr. Pepper. I think this one deserves snaps, guys. A handwritten letter from the doctor himself.
So crisp. Because it's so amazingly smooth.
Nectar of
smooth, smooth snaps.
Cherry plus all the other ambiguous flavors.
So I've opened the letter, and I want to read it here on the air for you. To whom it may concern, it has been brought to my attention that the website, quote, Derpy Show, that you operate, includes numerous references to Dr. Pepper, Cherry Dr. Pepper, and the amazingly smooth taste of Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Gentlemen, they've noticed us.
Yes.
We're hitting the big times.
Yes, exactly.
I am further advised that the doctor has not authorized this connection, and we wish to have the link severed until such time as the doctor were to give authorization.
Is this a cease and desist?
This is a cease and desist order from Dr. Pepper.
Well, you know, doctors do have notoriously bad handwriting. Perhaps it is not a cease and desist so much as a continue and engage.
Ah, yes. So let's go with that one.
That sounds a lot better. We'll go ahead and do that, because I don't see any reason why they wouldn't want us talking about their product all the time.
Plus, it's the public radio. We're not getting money for it.
And I mean, we were merging that in the butt-chugging with the alcohol. It was
There's no way to verify the authenticity of that Dr. Pepper stationery that came on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. There's no.
In addition to that, we also received a tweet from the verified Twitter account at Dr. Pepper that simply says, "Seriously, guys, stop it." I assume that means stop not talking about Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, stop.
Absolutely.
Everything we do.
The old double negative is definitely the way I believe they were going. Doctors are big fans of double negatives.
And there's no way they wouldn't give us our blessing. I mean, we put out a quality product, and we're just doing nothing but giving them free promotion. Yeah,
yes.
Free advertising.
Yeah, and when are we getting all of our free product, after all? I thought we were going to maybe get some free Dr. Pepper out of all this promotion.
Do you want that as well?
He dropped the ball again. Once again, folks.
We actually just received a tweet as we've been airing the show.
This technology is wonderful.
This one is from at DerpFanForever.
Oh, this one's going to be good.
They said, "Great show. I'm happy you're back." You're happy we're back?
What the fuck?
You're happy that we've turned your backs on you?
We never left, you asshole.
What are you talking about?
This is some fucking garbage.
That's something that I will consider.
Saw an article. It's from earlier this week, and I have to talk about it.
Please do.
Headline: Man dies during sex with scarecrow he dressed in lipstick and long-haired wig.
I have so many questions already.
Oh god. Oh god. Oh god.
If
oh god.
He only had a brain.
Can I point something important out? The scarecrow also. What did it have, Jim?
A strap-on sex toy.
Wait, I'm confused. What kind of sex toy?
Yeah. Was it a strap-on pussy or was it a strap-on penis?
I'm going to very quickly, as best I can,
more importantly, how were the crops? Okay. Were they ravaged by birds?
It's only like a half page article from the Daily Record in the UK. So I'm going to quickly paraphrase.
Give us a scoop.
The rotting remains of Jose Alberto were discovered in his home after neighbors reported a foul smell coming from the boarding, from the building. So, the police forced their way into a home in San Jose de Belcaire in eastern Argentina.
I like the way you do it better. Continue.
They apparently were stunned to discover a 58-year-old shepherd lying dead in his home. Next to him was a scarecrow that had been wearing... dressed up as a woman, but was wearing a strap-on sex toy. Quote, spokesman for the prosecutor, Rodolfo Moore, stated, I initially thought there were two bodies, but then I realized one was a scarecrow wearing lipstick and a long-haired wig. It was lying next to the deceased and had a 6-inch strap-on penis. There were no signs of violence, and we're working on the assumption that the man died during sex with the scarecrow. Straw had been stuffed inside the old clothes that had been sewn together to make the scarecrow. We're now awaiting the results of an autopsy.
Okay. Of the scarecrow?
I
was confused by one of the terms used. The lawyer was referred to as a prosecutor.
Exactly!
Who? What is he prosecuting?
Like the defamation of the scarecrow union? I don't know! Like,
or is it on behalf of the birds? Have the birds unionized sitting there going, listen, this was our perch? He took it inside. We had no idea what it was.
Usually they don't have dicks. They took it way too far this time.
Sitting there, we were worried sick. It was gone for months.
But oh shit, I bet they were scared one way or another.
It
was a concerned crow.
Mission accomplished, Scarecrow.
See, I just think that Scarecrow is like a mistranslation because it sounds more like he just made a homemade sex blow-up doll out of straw, unless that he actually went out into a field and took a scarecrow down. Now, it seems like he was a lonely person that hand-stitched his own playmate together.
Well, he was a shepherd.
Now, if he ever had to, say, put himself in a position where he was trying to argue for sex, would it have been a straw man argument?
Are there pictures? I want photographic, like, crime scene photos.
Oh. I just have questions.
Was there poop on the dildo?
I'm going to guess that since there was a long blonde wig and lipstick... Well, like, that doesn't even necessarily mean anything. Like, was it trying to be a male scarecrow or a female scarecrow? Was it a hermaphroditic scarecrow?
I think that
was he into Futanari?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. He probably was into hentai, and he watched a lot of Futanari shows and was like, hey, I'm going to replicate this at home.
I guarantee you. You know what? I think I can find out what the scarecrow Futanari looked like. Just let me Google search real fast.
Dear God!
Wait. Is Futanari the chicks with dicks?
Dick girls.
Okay. Yes.
Usually magical.
Well, awesome. Now I know what to look for when I'm bored.
But seriously, in rural Argentina?
Makes sense.
Where else would it be? In downtown Argentina?
Wasn't it like a...
Now, if that's what he was into... I wonder if he had, like, some sort of a transformation sequence for the scarecrow where the dildo comes out.
Sparkles! Ribbons.
Sparkles, ribbons. So much oscillating. Was it always a scarecrow? Or did the witch's curse finally break?
Maybe it was a real dick girl, and then that was the curse. It's now a scarecrow.
So and then the
somebody should try kissing it!
And then the blue fairy's going to come back in later with Japinoso.
Clever.
Quick question.
Did you see something?
Don't Google search Futanari scarecrow. Just don't do it.
I would like to amend Japinoso to Japecaro.
Ooh, even better.
That's what I'm saying.
Japecaro. Yeah, we can work on this.
Guys, I'm stuck on this.
Let's workshop.
This detail here. I'm stuck on this next to the scarecrow or engaged in with the scarecrow.
You know, upon the scarecrow.
No, he said next to, and the body was rotting, which means one of two things.
So,
either the asshole had degraded to the point where it just slipped right out, or...
He climaxed and...
And then fell off, went to sleep, and never woke up.
Or he maybe had a heart attack mid-coitus.
The physics are fucking me up here, guys.
No, or perhaps, third option, the scarecrow's husband came in, saw the whole thing, murdered him.
We're in both!
Wow.
Now, here's the thing.
That's the prosecutor.
There's a lot of things.
Here's one of the things.
There's at least two things that we know of for sure.
So, was he riding on top? Because I think the angle on that is less than satisfactory from what I've gathered. Or did he have some way of making the scarecrow stand stiff up so he could ram backwards into it?
Perhaps, say,
maybe
like
he had
a
like a
broom.
Swing. So was the scarecrow attached to a sex swing?
Wait, so he's a power bottom.
Argentina.
He's a power bottom.
The guy's
yeah.
a power bottom.
Well,
I would
course.
Figure you'd want to do like a reverse cowgirl kind of thing.
But so. I'm wasting way too much brain power on this image.
Yes.
I just don't
like. Yes, you are.
Like, was he laying on his stomach and was he just moving the scarecrow up and down on his back?
You see, I think
you know,
the scarecrow was stuck in the ground so hard that he could ram backwards
onto
so
what you're saying,
inside
what,
the house.
What I think
so what you're saying is he had a dowel rod dildo stuck into the ground and he had another one that he was impaling himself upon.
That's my assumption.
Except it wasn't quite a dowel rod. It was 6 inches. We've already established that.
Okay, so like more like a piece of cut-off rebar.
Something like that, yeah.
In the house.
Well, maybe it was like screwed to the wall. I don't know.
I don't
maybe
know.
He
you
was on a support beam.
They said they found them lying next to each other on the floor.
Like,
so they were cuddling.
Wait. So it's like the end of Notebook where they were laying next to each other and passed away together.
Has anyone in this room who's not Joe seen the Notebook?
Well, it's been
out. Wait. I have another poll while we're doing anybody other than Joe.
A poll like the one that Dildo was on.
Exactly like that. Does anybody else watch Glee regularly?
No. Don't care to.
Oh, just the girl. Okay.
I heard a high five.
I was not involved in it.
It's a self-induced high five.
We're gonna find Joe sometime later after Argentinians complained of a smell with a hand on a
on a remote, desperately clicking next episode at the as the last season of Glee is on the television.
Like, what I do gotta say though. What it sounds like is that we do have a number of things that are missing from this story. And speaking of things that have been missed, Neo Foost is back. And there are a number of things that he missed.
No segues!
That was actually a good one, though.
That was a good one, but it does directly violate the rules.
See, I was
But I'm going to allow it.
I'll allow it.
I was about to ask
I was
a question
done with
about
that.
I don't think we could beat the dead scarecrow any further than that man obviously did.
Beat it off.
Off his mortal coil.
Derby Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nefus, please. You have been out of the United States for some time.
Oh.
Without a lot of contact with
yeah.
the Western world.
Yeah. Well, some. I've had like interspurtant, if that's even a word. I had.
Is that like where the United States? Is that where the United States just like jiggles Florida and a little bit of information like shoots out over at you?
Yeah, we go right
Cubans,
on to Cuba.
Actually,
Cuba,
those
basically,
are
yeah.
Cubans.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, that's another new thing.
Yes. So since he's been gone, we have a few things that we would like to discuss with him about how the world has changed in just 6 months.
Oh God, yeah, I have so many questions. Like, first off, guys,
okay.
What's driving me batshit crazy is what the fuck are these amiibos? Like, I spent like
okay.
a month in the mountains and I come out and I'm like, what's the internet have to say? Everybody's bitching about this amiibo. Is it like a Skylander?
Okay.
What does it do?
First introduced with Super Smash
introduced.
Brothers.
Introduced.
Okay. It's first introduced with Super Smash Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Digital cockfighting.
What does it add to the game at all?
Yes, it does, because
what?
It creates
what
it can create a computer-controlled character that
okay.
actually learns and fights, adapts to you.
I work? Would argue that it doesn't add anything, and
wow.
here's why. Because all that thing is a tiny little NFC tag that has about 64 bytes of information on it.
It's simply a hex code.
It's like a few bytes of information embedded mm-hmm. into the bottom of a plastic statue with
mm-hmm.
an NFC tag like cooked into the bottom of it.
Okay.
A tiny, insignificantly small memory card that holds your character.
Okay.
Which they could offload it into, I don't know, a file on the memory card that's already in the thing.
Replicated or brought to
or
the cloud.
Or how Wii's have memory in every single controller anyways.
Yeah.
There's a million other ways they could do this.
Essentially, Nintendo said, hey, Skylanders, I see what you're doing. You essentially created downloadable content that's already in the system that they have to physically buy at a store for a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $15 a pop for one little thing.
Yep.
But we're going to do it with characters people actually want.
A point in their favor is for $12, you get a pretty high quality little figure. Like,
if you want a bunch of plastic around your house.
Yeah, but Okay, I see you're making a whacking off motion, but for somebody that...
Carry on.
But for someone that, like, collects, like, tchotchkes and stuff like that, or even, like, if you're go to comic book shops and buy statues or busts, mm-hmm. for $12, they're not terrible quality.
No, they're really not. Though, what's funny as hell is, yes, they are $12 a piece, but Nintendo has done such a good job of actually giving them characters that they want that the figures that are fucked up, the defects, like a Samus that came with two blasters as opposed to a blaster and a hand, sells for so much more money.
You're forgetting the most important disfigured one. It was the legless Peach, right? Legless Peach.
They both went for, well, like several grand.
Okay.
They did, and then one of my favorite amiibo stories... And that'll let you get to whatever question you have going.
Because I'm still confused.
They've been releasing these in because there are 52 characters in Smash Bros. And that's the first one that they were really pushing forward. And they would release them in like series of 12. Mm-hmm. This one person was so angry at the Rosalina figure that he bought all of them so no one else could get it.
That's one of the guys I was asking about. Yeah, what the hell is that all about?
That's a douchebag!
No, that is not a douchebag. That is the dumbest form of revenge that can possibly exist.
Here's my money, I hate you so much.
It's not only that, it's like, I'm not gonna let Nintendo sell this to anybody, so I'm gonna buy them all, and somebody, Nintendo, you just know, is sitting there going, wow, these Rosalina figures are just selling like hotcakes.
We need to make five more!
Let's make four other variants of the Rosalina figure and then make a Rosalina game.
First question, who is she? Second question, is it because of the limitations of these like releases? There's like a limited number that they release every single time?
I'll answer part one.
Yeah, part one.
Rosalina is the newest princess first introduced in Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh.
She wears the blue dress and is arguably the coolest.
In answer to your second question... It's partially to create demand and also not to release all of them all at once. Same way that Skylanders didn't release every figure all at once. Mm-hmm. It's this series, and then for the first series, there were release of variants. So, like, the original Mario will be, like, him jumping, and then there's one with him throwing a fireball.
Okay.
So forth and so on.
Also, Nintendo is completely fucking the American market up on purpose.
Probably.
They are throttling the inventory, basically, and making them super scarce. In other countries, you can get amiibos, like, super regularly. People are just importing them.
This is not something I want to get too deep into, but there were some issues with the dock workers over on the
West
Coast.
There were issues that they couldn't necessarily keep it.
Let's also not forget the crazy weather that probably also played a part in shipping to certain parts of the country.
No, they're throttling.
They're throttling it. Passive-aggressive thing Japan does, because Japan is the kings of passive aggression, especially with polite racism. But that's for another time.
So now, that was amiibos.
Well, I have something that's fun to talk about amiibos. Okay. So my favorite part about it is because all the data is on the Wii U. It's already on the game.
Yeah.
People just discovered that you could just brute force the hex codes and find characters that they don't even think they're going to make amiibos for.
No.
And find already unlocked all of the stuff. So people are making custom amiibos for characters that may never actually get one and selling them on eBay by simply making their own NFC chips because the...
easy.
It's like $3.
Yeah. Send it to the right, like, it's an RFID chip, right? It just hits the thing.
NFC tag.
NFC tag, but it basically, like, it works the same way. Radio waves hit, and it responds back to the thing. You could easily do that in Skylanders. A buddy of mine had a chip that he could basically just flip a switch and change whatever fucking, like, you know, Skylander he had on there.
Exactly.
So
next on my list of things that have changed is something you have now had direct experience with. Pizza Hut has stepped up its fucking game.
Yes, that blew my goddamn mind when you guys were ordering pizza earlier. Holy
just,
shit.
So, why don't you, from your new caveman unthawed mind, tell us what has changed at Pizza Hut?
Well, for fuck's sake, guys, you can change the sauces now at Pizza Hut? That was Domino's thing. I remember having a Blanco pizza, which is that Italian for white, right? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. I had
sure.
Blanco Nino pizza.
Okay. Blanco,
a white kid pizza?
You had a white kid pizza?
No, that's a white boy. That is a white boy.
I did. Okay.
But what? Are now you speaking French? What's a white boy pizza?
I don't know, but he sucked down three earlier.
Hey!
Is that what?
Well, guess what? At Pizza Hut, you can change your sauces now. Mind blown.
Is the white boy pizza like when you do the popcorn trick in a movie theater and you just put your dick into the pizza so...
You know, you. This is the second time today that you have brought up dick fucking a pizza.
Oh,
why do you? Why is your go-to put your dick in it? Like, regardless.
It's his favorite porn site. Leave him alone.
Have you met me? I mean, like...
Can you put your dick in it.com?
It's like Will it's like Will It Blend, yeah.
See, what you guys don't know is that I actually own that domain. I've been making copious amounts of money for years.
I would believe that you had the domain for 1 second if you could tell me how you get a domain.
Give me one website where you can do that.
GoDaddy.
No, don't help him! Don't help him!
I was gonna say
that would have taken like an hour.
I ain't got an hour.
In all fairness, I was gonna say that I think you can just register for domains.
Yeah, for where? For
where? You just open up your Explorer and type, I want this domain, thanks, please, okay, bye.
I declare bankruptcy!
Post office.
The post office, yes.
I'd like to register this domain.
Moving right along.
Why would you help him?
So, I don't have an
that
hour.
That's such a good answer.
Wow. It's still good.
We still got the answer, didn't we?
What were we talking about before?
We're talking about Pizza Hut. How mind blown I am over the fact that they have sauces.
So you can change sauces. Could you change anything else?
That's about it, but they fucking spiraled my mind out.
You are so wrong. You can change the crust, bro.
What, you can
that's Hungry Howie's thing.
You can change the crust. They have like 30 flavors.
They'll butter cheese that bitch for you.
Curry powder.
What?
Curry powder. What?
I have a curry powder pizza right here.
I just had the multi cheese stuff.
You couldn't do that before.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I know, and you put a swear on it! What the fuck is with the swear? It's like a squirrel swirl.
You already talked about the sauce!
But the sauce is under the cheese. You put a swirl on top. Different.
Yeah, you can get a balsamic swirl on top.
Balsamic's really good.
That sriracha swirl is great too.
Yeah, they have really embraced sriracha.
Pizza Hut. You guys are living in a renaissance right now, okay?
Well, like, Pizza Hut was close to going out of business, if I recall correctly, and this was kind of like one of their like last ditch reimagining efforts to save their whole
company.
Who's
beating them?
I wouldn't say going out of business.
No, that was the whole reason they did this whole marketing scheme and, like, took this whole strategy was because they were falling behind to a lot of their competitors to a point where they were going to have to close a lot of stores.
No, I'll believe that. I don't believe going out of business. I believe downsizing, but Pizza Hut is McDonald's in a lot of ways.
I disagree. I absolutely disagree. 10 years ago, absolutely. Now,
not as much, but give it time. It's coming back.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that statement, but to say they're the McDonald's, I mean, they might have been 10 years ago when they had the buffets everywhere and stuff like that, but now?
Now CeCe's fucked them over.
Do they not do that anymore?
Some do.
Some do.
It's rare.
It's like finding, like,
legacy
unicorn.
Stores.
Yeah.
The old legacy stores. There's one in Lakeland you can do a buffet. They also have KFCs of buffets as well, too, in Lakeland.
One in
I
Everdale,
forgot
too.
About the KFC buffet!
Yeah! Anyway, so yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah. We're talking about what's new to Steven, not what we
what's
had 10
old
years
for
ago.
Everybody else.
So
okay.
That blew my damn mind.
So here's something that's crazy. Cuba. The embargo has been lifted.
Yeah. Holy shit. I learned that when I touched down. I was in Dubai. I'm like reading the news. I'm like, woo! I can get a cigar.
Not in Dubai, but
you know. In Cuba. I can go to Cuba.
You can drive 4 hours and swim for 4 hours and then get a cigar.
Yeah.
And then all you gotta do is worry about keeping it dry on the swim back.
Plastic baggie, bro. Come on. That's easy.
Dude, yeah. So that's
for 4 hours? Come on.
And another thing was, I invested a lot of time in, Elder Scrolls Online. And I played it when it first came out. And then I stopped playing after a month. And then now it's free to play, which seems to be the way of a lot of these games now. Everything. What isn't free to play now?
Wow.
Strong, baby.
WoW is free to play up to level 20?
Yeah, 20. Which is nothing.
Which is like more like a demo.
Yeah.
However, World of Warcraft, you can now either exchange in-game gold for
real money
tokens for game time,
or
you can just buy gold straight from Blizzard.
Guess what? EVE Online already did that shit.
Wait, you can buy gold?
You buy a token that you go on the auction house to get gold with.
Right.
Oh, wow. So they're beating the
Chinese.
Well,
you can't directly buy gold. You can buy the token, and then you can trade it for gold.
That's exactly what they were trying to do. They're trying to take away that whole Chinese gold farming.
We know, like, you know, North Korea had a whole division dedicated to gold mining in WoW and a lot of MMO games, that they were actually trading money for gold on games and making money off of it. So when you guys bought your gold from those sketchy Chinese, you're probably funding terrorism.
In terms of streaming services
that
did not exist, there are two that I would like to mention. One, which is HBO Now. HBO giving its premium content to you for the low, low price of $20 a month.
I thought it was HBO Go.
Well, it's HBO Go Now.
Oh, HBO Go is when it's on the go on your device.
Is it now you have, HBO Go, or is it Go HBO Now?
No. Now it's HBO Now.
Is it now?
Go
now?
Is what it was then when HBO Now was on the go.
When is it
so
going
it's
to
not
now?
HBO Go Now?
Yeah, when is it going
or is
now?
It
the now?
Is it but HBO Now Go?
It's a go.
Hold on, I think I figured it out.
Everybody, Spaceballs is funny. Watch the movie.
Now I feel like I understand.
HBO
Go was when you had a cable subscription with HBO.
Yeah.
Now they have HBO Now, which is just that.
Damn it. I can't. Like,
it's there. It's $20 a month. They're giving away a free month to a lot of people trying to get that buy-in. Apparently,
pause
that's terrible.
Pause for a sec. We gotta get past this chemical warfare.
God damn it.
Did you splash it at him?
No, he waved it over like a wave. He's like,
oh, God.
Oh, God.
I need a boost. I thought for being on this guy.
Abandoned podcast! Abandoned podcast!
Oh, my God. Damn it.
Chemical spill. Get your fucking suits on.
Is this like a train break?
There she was, just a walking down the street, singing to a diddy diddy dum diddy doo.
Yeah, did you notice that nobody that was actually affected by the farts participated in that because we didn't want to breathe?
Oh, there. Evacuation complete.
The second streaming service that I would like to mention. Are you familiar with Spotify?
Yeah, I've been using that since it first came out, and I've been a goddamn hipster on it, yeah.
Jay-Z,
oh, fuck
has
Jay-Z
started his own streaming service.
Let me guess, is that goddamn AT&T streaming
service? It's called Beyonce'sAss.com.
No, wait, that would...
Is that,
not,
is
no,
that the right
just,
guy?
Wait, not, yes, it is.
Is that the
you leave Queen Bee alone.
Okay, first of all, is Jay-Z the guy that was the douchebag on the awards that the lead singer Garbage basically called out on?
No, that was Kanye West.
Okay, cool, another one.
Jay-Z is the one who is an exceptionally talented individual and has an entire media empire built.
Oh, he does the bullshit headphones that aren't any better
no,
than
that's
fucking
correct.
iPhone.
That's correct.
Fuck me, what is it?
Why do you think all black men are
saying? Racist! First and foremost, that
I almost got him mixed up with Kanye for a second.
The only Jay-Z is famous for being awesome, so you don't have any hateful stories about Jay-Z.
Cool. Was he with
us? Aside from the fact that he has now started this music streaming service that's going to be charging $20 a month
for what?
For essentially the same thing but less.
Stop. Is he going to have access to overseas like copyrights? Because for instance, Spotify
he just
and RDO.
Said less.
Well, no. Spotify and RDO cannot have access to anything over in, like, Japan or China or anything. Like, I listen to bands from there.
I would refer less.
What?
I would refer back to the less thing. That
it's going
to
have less than Spotify.
From what he's...
Okay.
The reason that people are kind of jumping to it is a lot of major label artists have been jumping away from Spotify.
Oh, they've been screwing them over right here. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Jay-Z is promising not to do that. He probably will, because from what I've read, it doesn't pay the artists any more than what Spotify does.
Bait and switch.
So... It's just got Jay-Z's name attached to it. And again, he has a tendency to touch things and turn them to gold.
So, we'll see!
Okay. Listen, he made the Black Album. It's all right.
Wait.
That's okay.
Why is it going to be a Black Album?
That's what it's called.
And then they mashed it up with the Beatles' White Album, and it was a Gray Album.
Wait,
it's really good.
Question then. Is he the one that did the collaboration of Linkin Park?
Called Collision Course? Yes.
Cool. All
right,
he's cool.
We
he's
finally got
back to the right black guy.
Good mic. All right. But the second thing, though. Okay, but this Kanye West thing, though.
Oh, God.
No, I veto Kanye West.
We're leaving
I
Kanye.
Second that.
And speaking of trolls, brings me to the last thing on my list, which is the Apple Watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what the fuck's
happening
with that?
The Apple Watch,
yeah.
here is the way, the Apple Watch is a smartwatch.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like the
Pebble. There's plenty of other smartwatches out there that do the same thing, but better.
Yeah, but guess
yes,
what? Because it has an Apple on it, it
wait
costs
for it. Let
$200
me
more.
Oh, no.
More?
Oh, no. Because there are three different tiers for the Apple Watch. There is the $300 version.
Oh, just deviant
model. That's the scum tier.
That's the scum tier. There's the $600 model.
All right.
And then my personal favorite. Military. The $10,000 and up model.
Does it give you a blowjob?
Yeah, does it also make you fries?
But it does have patented Apple Gold.
It does.
What is
it
Apple
goes
Gold?
Up, what? The highest price you can buy one of these for is 17 grand.
Stop right there. Is it like how in the App Store opened up that one brilliant motherfucker that made that app, the world's most expensive app, for like 10 grand or 5 grand or something like that?
It is
and
exactly
10 motherfuckers
that.
Bought that. Holy shit, I wish I could have thought of that idea. And all it was is a goddamn GIF that just spins, or GIF, whatever you motherfuckers call it.
It's a GIF. Spins. It's a graphic interchange format. It's a hard G in the fucking acronym.
GIF. But, so, $17,000?
Like
man, I better be, like, you know, able to get into a special club.
Graphic. Giraffe.
No, I made the mistake of watching part of a video about how they were talking about how they created a new gold alloy that's stronger than other gold alloys and also is still like 24K or something.
Spray paint.
24 karat. I don't know.
So for those of you who know me, I am typically the most anti-Apple person around.
Ooh, no. I am next to you.
Okay, well we're quite close.
This group in general is pretty anti-Apple.
But I'm actually going to give them props on the expensive watch and I'll explain why. The reason I feel that that I'm not against it is that someone else was going to make a Rolex fancy pants wrist watch strap.
Integrate with the smartphone technology.
Someone else was going to do it.
Yep.
So they needed to do it first. There are people that buy $30,000 watches in the multitudes.
The difference between one of those and this is this. The Apple Watch will be obsolete by this time next year. One of those other $30,000 watches will be working 30,000 years from now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that and say that there's a huge difference between spending like that amount of money on a luxury item and spending something that's, just going to go obsolete and die because technology does that.
Uh-huh.
Real quick.
It's utilitarian versus like having fancy things.
It's a luxury market. That's what they're catering
Madame.
To.
When they cost $30,000, they're called timepieces, not watches.
Ooh.
You plebe! Plebe smash! Oh!
Someone contact
Sorry,
the
I've
police
never had
department.
That kind of money to spend on a watch.
I've never had that kind of money to spend on, you know, a house or a car.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Spend my money on guns and synthesizers.
I can never blame someone for offering a product that someone will buy. I
can't.
I don't know. Maybe that's like the least liberal thing about me. But if someone will buy it, please sell it to that idiot. Take the money away from that idiot.
I am perfectly okay with them doing it. Aside from the fact that holy fuck, they're doing it. It's stones the size of boulders.
Derpy show.
Jerking off a scarecrow.
Oh yeah.
Scarecrow. You think that's what he was doing?
Just jerking off the scarecrow?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, sympathetic jerking.
And that's why he died. He died of fatigue because he couldn't jack off the dildo.
Yeah, he couldn't get it to come.
What if he was docking with the scarecrow?
Derpy Show.
There's a newer video game franchise that's been growing very, very quickly. And much like the way Hollywood likes to grab things that are growing quickly and either stamp them out and ruin them or make them really, really great, Hollywood has decided that Five Nights at Freddy's is going to be a film coming soon.
All right, everybody, I'll be in the closet for the next 6 years.
How the hell are you going to do that? I mean, it's jump scares and the concept of, like, you know, demonic robots don't really scare me.
Yeah, and how are you going to convince an audience that closing a door and keeping it closed saps your power?
Yeah, the concept doesn't make sense.
Well, the thing is, while the game being very simple,
yeah,
they've developed a pretty expansive lore.
There's a huge creepypasta background to it, right?
Well, yeah. But the
creepypasta, right?
The game itself references most of this very intense lore of a restaurant that has closed and reopened multiple times and has had horrible tragedies every time it's been open.
Yeah, it references involving the real life stuff too, as well too.
Involving children that have been kidnapped and murdered.
Yeah,
and the man in the purple suit,
which is this recurring character that seems to show up over and over again.
The golden one. The golden.
It seems that the golden one is actually one of the children trying to prevent this purple-suited man from killing anyone else.
Wow.
So there's actually a weirdly in-depth series that goes on with this child murderer who kills children and stuffs them into the suits of animatronic robots, and that's what ends up causing this evil thing to happen.
It sounds like a mixture of Night at the Museum and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I'm just worried that it's going to get M-nighted and be awful. Like, it's going to take something that's really
cool. No, it's
going to
get you bold.
Oh!
Resident Evil.
Why is he still a thing?
Did he lose that boxing match?
No.
Did he win?
Yes. No, he's actually a very good boxer.
Oh.
He beat the shit out of people.
Damn it. Carry on. So, yes. I still don't... I mean, like, for instance, I recently saw the movie It Follows. And that, to me, was just like a theatrical version of a creepypasta, basically. Probably a metaphor for STDs. Weird stuff. Hipster as fuck in certain scenes. Irritating soundtrack and too indie for me. But, it's that concept, because in that movie they had a preview for another movie about people on, like, a Skype call, and there's a ghost Skype thing that keeps calling in, and they're murdering everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's
unfriended.
So to me, it's just like, you know, it seems to be like, let's take all these internet, like, meme scary stories and do a movie about it. What's there going to be another, like, movie coming out soon about the sleep experiment or something?
I mean, the thing is, people are looking for something that's not a sequel, you know? So they're just grabbing onto anything to sell it to a different audience.
Yeah.
Cultural singularity is nice.
Well, they're just looking for something, like you said, that's not a sequel or a remake or, you know, it's that saying that Hollywood can't come up with any new stories. Which isn't true, but...
It's a remix. We've always talked about this.
Yeah. But, like, it's just that, like, they're really stretching. Like, you know, there's... just tons of stories, like...
But has there been a pitch for the whole story? Is it the story of the origins of the five...
They haven't given us too much. It's a brand new story. All we really know is that Seth Graham Smith is the person who's going to be producing it. He's the person that wrote Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, and has put together a couple other films. So he's got some cred in the horror, specifically comedy horror area.
I think it's probably just going to be the entire time they're just going to have a camera mounted in one position, and it can look at monitors
back and, forth.
And back up at the room. Monitors
it's
going to
be 2 hours of that,
room.
Right?
So it's going to be like Paranormal
and,
Activity, but from
you know,
point of view.
They're going to add in hands, so you'll see like boop, close the door, boop, turn on the light.
Wait a minute, Rob. That voice sounded exactly what the trailer in my head sounded like. Are you in this movie?
can I just say that if they do that scene in the film, I will be really, really, really happy. Because there are two other horror-y movies that do it. Doom has a whole sequence where it goes first person.
Yes,
shooter.
That was the best part of that film.
Everything else does.
Yeah,
that's
and
really true.
House of the Dead, which is a tragically bad movie.
Oh, I hate that movie, but
also,
that scene. Yes.
It also goes first person shooter video game,
yes.
And it's awesome.
Best part.
I haven't watched either, even though I've played both of those games extensively.
Don't do yourself a favor and don't watch either.
Honestly, it was not a good film, but it also was based kind of on the original Doom. That's kind of how
no,
I look at it.
There's been Hellgates throughout the whole
no, what
game
I, what
series.
What I'm saying, though, is that...
You're a Marine, you go to Mars, you figure out
and
what the fuck's
going on. And things blow up.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that happened in the movie.
No, but there's no demons. It was just, oh, you've got an extra chromosome. Instead of making you, dare I say,
I got to see The Rock throw Carl Urban across the room, jump up on a platform, and yell, Semper Fi, motherfucker. I'm okay with it.
It's true. That
do you,
happened.
Do you get hard on when you watch Mail Call and R.E. Lee's are like, Mail Call?
I'm going to go ahead and say.
But when The Rock does that, I'm okay with that.
Listen. I think sometimes it's okay to change stuff. Because, so the new Ninja Turtles movie is terrible. But there's obviously a character that was originally written to be the Shredder, but then everyone freaked out when the Shredder was going to be a white guy that wasn't a ninja. or samurai. So they shoehorned in this other character. And if the movie had just been that guy being the Shredder, it would have been better. It still would have been good.
Who is that guy?
But it would have been a lot better.
He would have been called Colonel Shredder.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. That was what he was going to be called.
But it would have been campy and silly, but it would have made more sense. So at least it would have been like a thing. I think it's okay to change stuff from time to time.
And it's really, we wouldn't have needed another Turtles movie if they didn't make the changes that they made. Some of them add some depth to it. Others don't. At the end of the day, it's really just another version of a story we already know.
Why did they give them noses?
Different design.
I still can't get over the fact that they had noses
and lips.
But doesn't look near noses, it. Doesn't right? look near it. No, they don't.
They have little holes.
Little snouts. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't look near as bad in motion as it does in stills.
Also, it's still not the worst one. Three is way worse.
Is that
three
the one where they time worse? Travel to Japan?
Yeah. It's still not as bad as the Turtles go on tour.
Yes.
Oh God.
And their appearance on Oprah.
Oh, double God.
That was so much worse of an interspecies romance than what was hinted at in the pervy Michelangelo.
Derby Show.
Now, what's up?
I would just like to say that It Follows has a 95% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's cool. No, it's just certain... the pacing of the damn movie got to me, and it's just this chick to be like, I'm hipster, I got the CRT TV.
I
want to
see it. I was telling Channing about it the other day.
I want you to review every movie ever. That, like, 12-second review of that film was awesome. A little hipster, doesn't great, not my kind of thing, but pretty good for some people. Like, it was like, what the fuck just happened?
There are several people who reviews all of the summer blockbusters.
You know what, that would be an excellent Twitter series.
Derpy Show.
Burger King!
Yes!
Okay, so I feel like we should start off the Burger King talk with the facts of what's actually going on.
Okay,
and
so
then go into the creative.
Does anybody know any of the actual facts?
Yes.
Besides, there's a guy named Burger and a lady named King, and they're getting married.
Actually, I believe
she's Burger.
No,
and he's King.
No, she is King. He's Burger. Normally, yeah. If she changed her name, it would be her name first, but they decided to switch it to stick to Burger.
So
King.
Are they really just doing this as a publicity stunt for a corporation to give them free shit?
No, they actually have known each other since they were little kids, and they got engaged, and they took an engagement picture next to a sign at their local Burger King.
Yeah.
And it went viral on the internet. Burger King was like, we're going to pay for your wedding. We're going to give you like a whole bunch of gifts.
But they decided to have it at a Burger King?
I don't think they're having it at a Burger
King.
Okay,
that sounds like, that's
no.
like, whoa.
Burger
no,
King
that is.
They're just giving them money to pay for
Are there any themes or logos or anything like
yeah,
that?
Is it going to be creepy guy in a mask giving out the ring?
Possibly.
Holy shit. I would love it if the king was the was like
He's
the ring bearer.
No, he doesn't. He, not the ring bearer. He has to be the priest.
Yeah. But
he
doesn't
talk.
He doesn't have to.
He'll hold
a
sign and go like,
could he sneak the ring? To
yes, absolutely.
I had that game.
Only,
I bought it.
Only it would have to be, it would have to be in a burger.
And then he just goes down the aisle backwards.
instead of onion rings on top of it, it's wedding rings. And as silly as this sounds, it does lead to something else I saw the other day where McDonald's actually will offer McWeddings in China for like $50,000.
Okay, then that brings up a cultural
no,
thing.
No, I'm sorry, for a significantly, it's a McWedding. You can have like up to 50 people, they'll cater
it's
it.
It's crazy, I know, but the funny thing about China and like American like franchise stores is that over here, it's like, you know, you have your low level, everybody goes to that. In China, it's like a fucking like Sunday dinner to go there. At McDonald's, in the sense of like the McWedding thing.
Yeah.
Well, going back to like Pizza Hut, for instance. Pizza Hut's over there, people dance in front of the fucking aisles at people.
Now, in China, where they're doing these McWeddings, will they do those for weddings to dead brides?
Huh?
Most likely.
Huh?
If your bride is a
Go on!
That is dead?
No, no, in Japan.
China.
In China. So that way they don't die without being married. Some people will marry people that died, so that way they can at least be married when they die.
It's typically, because females are also a rare thing right now, it's males will do that because they're probably not going to get married any other way.
They're also just
it's
young
for,
men.
It benefits the guy for being married, and yeah.
It doesn't hurt the dad.
But my question is, will McDonald's sponsor one of those?
Well, it's also young men marrying much older women, too, not just dead women. Like, old ladies.
I'm going to put it this way. Sell the McRib. I don't think they have any standards.
I don't think they sell the McRib in China, do they?
I don't know.
Well, there's a whole thing with the pronunciation that makes it hard to sell the McRib.
Apparently in Japan, how do they say it?
McDonald's?
How do you say McDonald's in Japanese? I remember a friend making a joke on Facebook.
Ladies
about McDonald's.
And gentlemen, here's the racist portion.
I don't know.
I've been to a Japanese McDonald's,
but I don't know.
Most a popular combo. Yeah. We were trying to think of other people that could get married and see if they could get some sponsorship.
Oh, God damn it! That's not the direction I went.
Oh,
that's the direction we went.
The direction that I went was that what were other corporations that it would be hilarious if they sponsored weddings.
Oh,
I didn't know like the whole name thing.
Oh, see, so, I thought it would be really funny if you married Judge Ito from the O.J. Simpson trial, and then you guys could have a burrito wedding, and then Taco Bell would sponsor.
I was just hoping there was a couple out there. One last name Berries, one last name Cream, and we could have the Berries and Cream guy at a wedding.
Holy shit!
Berries and cream,
berries and cream.
Yeah, I'm also just barely even know what that is.
I'm also just going to say that, especially with same-sex marriage being more and more accepted around the country, all we need to do is really have Ben and Jerry's.
Oh!
Yes.
And then if they might not have the best relationship, we could just have a whole bunch of
Rocky Road.
And of course, all the band would be eating Cherry Garcia.
All right, well, maybe you can get on board with the direction that I went.
Okay.
Because what I did was corporate sponsorships for weddings, just sort of in general.
Yeah.
And what ones that might be a little bit wrong for weddings. Here's some fun ones that I came up with.
Divorce court?
I couldn't decide on a company, but how about either Tampax or Maxi Pads to sponsor a wedding? And it could be the Red Wedding.
Oh.
A lot of these I came up with themes also.
This one,
I'm going to start off with the theme and let you, well, the product's sort of in the name of the theme, but how about this one? A Midsummer's Eve Dream.
Oh, no!
The douche
you
wedding.
Just go Wait, through,
I,
like...
Why are these all female products?
I don't know, that's where my brain went straight to.
Listen, I've been to the douchebag wedding. It's not fun.
Summer's Eve is a douche.
Okay,
I would love to see a wedding sponsored by a strip club.
Been done.
That's
probably
a good one, I guess. But
I've been done.
It's not as funny as this next one.
Oh dear God!
Worst stand-up comedian.
I spent some time on this.
Carry on.
So the next one that I came up with, weddings just kind of suck in general.
The Uber wedding?
What?
Vacuums.
Vacuums! Because wedding sucks.
The
so.
Damn!
Oh.
He's talking about the damn.
I like that one too.
Floby.
But where I was going was Zoloft.
The Zoloft wedding.
Yeah, they give out free samples and they make your wedding better because everybody's chemically happy.
Just a pharmaceutical sponsored wedding.
You could have that little bouncing little ball, like be the flower girl.
The little cartoon.
Yeah.
What about that one?
Perhaps.
The next one is a little bit along the same lines as Tony was going with the strip club thing. An AdamandEve.com sponsored wedding.
Or wait.
Except sex swings and dildos on.
Perhaps a beer goggle themed wedding where everybody is sponsored by Budweiser and Jack Daniels.
That's every wedding I've ever been to.
That's
yeah.
All weddings.
See, in that same mind, I think Tinder would be a good company. You know, you just say, you know,
if anybody,
would you swipe right?
Yes.
If anyone here would swipe left, please speak now. If I have all your keys.
What is the Tinder thing?
Don't know what Tinder is. Have you know thing you missed while you were gone?
That's not a thing he missed. That's just him not being in tune.
Did you ever hear of Grindr?
Is that for
gay guys to hook up and have sex?
Tinder is the straight people version. Yeah.
So what is that? Is that when you like rate pictures?
You swipe left where I don't want to fuck. Swipe right where I want to fuck. If you swipe right and they swipe right, you guys can fuck.
So why?
Swelp, according to
Swelp. Wait, I thought it was a dating site.
Yeah, it's dating, but it shows people that are within a certain distance of you.
Anyway.
I know someone
okay,
that uses
I've got
it for
a couple
dating.
More. I've got a couple more.
All right, I'm digging these. I'm good.
Okay,
I've
got a couple more. Just two more, pretty much. The next one, it's another theme. The theme is going to be cheese dust, and it's a Cheetos-sponsored wedding. So everything is going to be all white, And then there's just going to be, like, orange streaks all over everything. Oh my God. Finger streaks.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I Cheetos.
I really also like, I just like the idea of, like, flower girls and
yeah, throwing out puffs.
Well, just like or just the powder itself, just, like, everywhere. Like
Chester
yeah,
Cheeto.
It has to start out as white, though.
And then if it's an Italian wedding, instead of doing, like, a grape mash, you do a Cheeto.
Yeah!
You also do
orange
weddings, too.
Yeah, yeah. So a Cheetos thumb instead of a grape stomp.
This, you break the glass. You break the bottle.
You just get a bag of Cheetos and you stop it.
Yeah,
pops.
Stop it. Yeah, yeah.
Instead
yeah,
of the wine.
Yeah.
I like that.
This is for one of those polyamorous weddings, you know, single groom, multiple brides, have each of them in a different colored dress, have it be sponsored by Skittles because he's about to taste the rainbow.
Yeah, you got to pitch that one to the Mormons, though.
Yeah, I think you got something going there.
I'm done. Go ahead.
This guy.
Okay. Okay, I've only got one more. And this one is to keep the party going all night long. Sponsored by Depends.
Oh, God.
You don't have to stop partying.
Yeah. Oh God!
You can just shit while you're dancing.
We can do a geriatric wedding sponsored by Florida.
You know, speaking of the Depends,
ages.
One, there's some pros and cons to that sponsorship because you know, do you take this woman? Depends. You know that one. That could backfire pretty quick.
Yeah, but if you do backfire, you've got something to protect your dress.
Ah! And everybody's gonna be on time because nobody's gonna be taking the bathroom breaks. You know.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows alive on the Nerdy Show Network by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip on in. Find out how you, your company, can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming. Visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships for more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more. Head to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
Hey there, guys. Having a little problem after Robo Joe's butt-chugging special.
You gotta stand away. You gotta stand away from the mic.
I don't know what Joe's butt-chugging special is, but golly.
Wow. Efficient way of getting a suppository, you guys. Gosh.
Oh, these are going to be great sound bites.
All right, everybody, center.
I'm having a hard enough time keeping myself. Continue.
Go ahead.
You're going to have to turn away, sir.
I recently enjoyed Robo Joe's butt...
Okay, anyone who's laughing needs to leave the room and just let out.
I'm gone.
Not you.
Oh, this would have been better if I would have scripted it. Especially since I lose my train of thought every time you guys break up.
Just walk away from me.
Yeah, I'm around this corner here.
He writes, I've been having a lot of problems after I took the advice listed in Robo Joe's butt chugging guide from last February. I've been sticking to only butt chugging celery soda as previously prescribed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.